The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Isaiah said in chapter 51, tell the tormentors, they're no longer going to say, lay down and walk over us like a smooth road. Jesus really clarified it because he says he's given us authority. And he said, you can walk over the intentions of the enemy like dust under your feet. You can trample him like a spider, like a scorpion. You're overcomers in this life.
James delivers a very important and timely message. Next.
I want to welcome you to Light Today. I'm James Robinson. This is a really special day. I'm going to deliver a message to you that I delivered 3 years ago, almost to the week, and at Liberty University. You may not know this, but I was very close to Jerry Falwell from the time I was 28 years old. I'm 76 now. But I helped him buy the mountain, helped him raise the money to build the school. We were close. If I told you how close, it would probably shock you to realize what a relationship and friendship we had. His boys, his kids all grew up listening to me preach. His daughter, they grew up listening to me. And Jonathan and Jerry thought I was one of their favorite preachers. And so I was invited to do baccalaureate a year ago and to close in Liberty Stadium for commencement with the President of the United States, only a few months president, President Donald Trump. And after he spoke, then I came and said a few words and closed. But I delivered the message you're about to hear, and I'm going to deliver it as close as possible, word for word, what I shared in the incredible arena there in Lynchburg. Incredible people. I love the university. I love the heritage and the birth and the memories of Dr. Falwell. But this message, and I want you to really consider this, 3 years ago, as close as possible, I'm going to deliver to you what I delivered that weekend. At this time, we can, through social media, and this is not an exaggeration, virtually deliver any important message to almost everyone on the planet, and certainly everyone in our nation, America. Well, let's deliver the greatest message, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Truth and love and the power of the Holy Spirit, that's the way we deliver it. The prince of the power of the air has become now the prince of the power of the airwaves. And you know that. You have witnessed it nonstop. The prince of the power of the airwaves in our national media, denying truth, ignoring that which is really important, distorting the truth, attacking the truth while promoting evil and outright lies. The enemy we must be concerned about are not liberals, conservatives, or other religious groups, progressives, radical Islam, Al-Qaeda, Hamas, or even ISIS, or even a deadly virus. The real enemy is the deceiver, the father of lies, the great divider, the author of destruction and death. It's the evil one that manipulates all these groups and the individuals like puppets on a string, literally, and fish on a hook, or dragged away in a net, as the prophet Habakkuk said. These enemies of God, and that's exactly what they are, enemies of His Word and time-tested, proven principles of freedom, are now being assaulted and controlled too often by the father of lies. His intent is on destroying the kingdom purpose of God. Did you understand that? God is being attacked, His kingdom purpose, and what He wants through the life of every one of us, every one of you. The enemy's not trying to destroy you. He is just trying to destroy the kingdom purpose of God in all of our lives and in the body of Christ, and the blessings of God on our nation and through our nation. That's what he's trying to destroy. He's fighting the will and kingdom purpose of God. That's what he's after. He's attacking the Father's desires for every person Jesus died to redeem. Don't miss that. This is the enemy that every one of us as believers and witnesses are to take on, head on, and defeat as we suit up faithfully in the armor of God, filled to overflowing with His Holy Spirit. We are to arise and watch His enemies be scattered by the power of our deliverer, Jesus. He said He sends us as sheep in the midst of wolves, but not sending us to the slaughter. We go forth living in the shelter and shadow of the Almighty, with the Lord as our shepherd, who will deliver us from evil, scatter the predators, kill a bear or a lion to protect us. He said He's our shepherd leading us to green pastures. I can't say that often enough. He wants to take care of us. He wants to bless us and bless through us. The pastures of His provision are His gift, not only to receive, but to share. That's been the very typical nature and character of the United States of America. We're a blessed nation, we bless nations. That pleases God. That's what He wants through His family, the church, the body of Christ. His presence is to prevail in power in our lives. He promises to give us an inner peace and even a peace on earth, even in the midst of the storm. He will be with us in every valley, including the valley of the shadow of death. We know that. We lost a daughter. We've lost now many of our friends. We're 76 years old. We've said goodbye to many of our closest and lifetime friends. But our shepherd, our Lord, says He will, in the face of all attack, He'll anoint our heads with oil. It's like the anointing of His presence, His peace, His joy. He will prepare a table for us in the presence of all our enemies and accusers, while His goodness and mercy follows us every day of our life and forever. Every one of you listening right now have been sent by God. Every one of you who believe Him and trust Him and know Him in a relationship through Christ, you've been sent by God with a mandate from heaven, a charge from our Heavenly Father, a great commission from Christ to literally storm the gates of hell and set captives free. You are to give no ground to the enemy of transforming truth, because that's what he's attacking. No ground to the enemy of freedom, the freedom God freely offers. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and you are to make a kingdom of God impact on this planet and on the realm of darkness and destruction. We're to live as salt, protecting and preserving the precious, and all life is precious, not just the innocent unborn. All life is precious to God. We are to be, as believers, light, exposing evil, illuminating the way, and revealing God's best. We have not been redeemed, born from above, to get out of here and into heaven. He didn't leave us here to get us out of here. We've been redeemed to bring the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God and the glory of God here on earth right now. In the model prayer, before the phrase, "Thy will be done," is the key to God's will being done. In the phrase, "Thy kingdom come." Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. That's the only way it will be done. Jesus said, the kingdom is at hand. The kingdom is here. The kingdom is in us, not of this world. And we're to make that kingdom impact on planet Earth right now. Please hear this. There's no enemy in heaven. There's no need to put on an armor to fight. You don't confess we're more than conquerors unless you're conquering the enemy. Isaiah said in chapter 51, tell the tormentors, they're no longer going to say, lay down and walk over us like a smooth road. Jesus really clarified it, because He says He's given us authority. And He said, you can walk over the intentions of the enemy like dust under your feet. You can trample him like a spider, like a scorpion. You're overcomers in this life. We're not only ambassadors for Christ, witnesses for Christ, we're conquerors for Christ. We become the shining city set on a hill. We will not let the salt lose its effect. It's going to protect and preserve the precious. We will not let the light be covered, not by religion or compromise or a desire for comfort. We're going to stand together in supernatural unity and become the shining city set on a hill. You can only be that when we come together in supernatural unity. That's what God is leading us toward, because His kingdom is here right now. And it is supposed to be revealed, and it will be, through every yielded vessel that's shaped by the Master Potter as vessels of honor, filled overflowing with the Spirit and power. Paul said, be ye continually filled to overflowing. It's not like you run over and get filled up and then use it up and go back and get filled up. He says, be continually filled to overflowing of the Spirit. That's the way we're supposed to live. The Spirit of Jesus said He, for our advantage, must leave in order that another of the same kind, just like Him, the Paraclete, the Spirit of Jesus living in each one of us 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, the same Jesus is here, right here, everywhere we go. In this way, because He's here, He can guide us to all truth. If we abide in Him, we'll know the truth, and the truth will set us free. This is the Spirit that He told His disciples to tarry for until they were endued with this power from on high. In a glimpse of what happens when believers become an answer to His prayer in John 17, and they tarry in supernatural unity that He prayed for, and they did this in the upper room, they were filled to overflowing with the power from above. The Spirit that had been resident in them became present in them. And even the Christ-denying, boastful, arrogant, but cowardly Simon Peter was so endued with this power from on high, he became the keynote speaker at Pentecost. Every one of you who are listening to me and trust Christ are to be the vessels, the channel through which He flows His blessings, His life, His love, His transforming truth. And even as I'm speaking to you right now, you can already begin saying, Lord, fill me to overflowing with this Spirit. I want to be what You've designed and destined me to be. I believe that all of us, recognizing that we are His witnesses and ambassadors, and we can be overcomers and literally more than conquerors in His name, we can be used of God to set captives free. Robert Morris and I experienced that reality as Christians who were defeated. Nehemiah 9:36, Nehemiah cried out, God, look at us. We're in the land that You gave us, and behold, we're slaves in it. They were slaves in the promised land. Robert and I found that. Robert Morris. So many church members and leaders and pastors, teachers found out they were living in defeat, the enemy walking over. And boy, when God broke that yoke and set us free, Robert and I began to proclaim what ultimately for him became proclamation of the blessed life. We found the fullness of life, Betty and I and our staff, when we became servants of His kingdom and found out there as a servant. Think about that a minute. Not as a preacher spokesman, not as a preacher spokesman was I most effective, but when I would be a servant. And we went from hundreds of thousands of people a year coming to Christ to millions coming to Christ all over the world as we undergirded outreaches and expressed the love of God in undeniable fashion all over the world. You made it happen as a servant. Greatest in the kingdom is servant. We experienced that. And together, as Robert and I shared our testimony of freedom, so many have been set free. Nothing any of you will ever do is more important than sharing the gospel. But you share it in the power of the Holy Spirit. And when you do, the believers in Acts who were filled with the Holy Spirit, you'll see the same thing. In mighty power and with great boldness. Well, that word boldness is key. With great boldness, they proclaim the gospel. Literally, think about this. In other languages, another tongue, it says, and this wasn't prayer language, they were speaking the language that communicated the gospel truth of Jesus with such skill that even the dialect of the people, the accent, was actually like those they were communicating with. When we really walk filled with the Spirit, we can communicate with anybody. We can talk to the young, the old, the rich, the poor, the educated, the uneducated, the millennials, the baby boomers, to every race, every kindred, every tribe, every nation, every denomination. When we're filled with the Holy Spirit, we have no limit. We don't need to start another movement. We need a move of God's Spirit and His power on every identifiable movement. That includes all the political movements, the entertainment community, the business community, the academics, every level of life. God's power, the weight of His kingdom presence, His nature, His character, His will, needs to make an impact, an eternal kingdom impact for His glory, His purpose, and release His blessings. We need the living organism, not an organization. Think about that. We don't need another organization. We need the living organism, the church of the Lord Jesus, the redeemed, the blood-bought body of Christ, baptized into oneness with Him, overflowing with His Spirit. That's the organism, not an organization that will give life to the world. We need to arouse the members of the body of Christ, and every member is essential, in the physical body of those most difficult to see are the vital organs, just like our heart, vital to God's kingdom purpose. Don't let the enemy convince you you're unqualified or unimportant. We must stand together, united with respect and appreciation for one another. All of us submitted to the one head, Jesus Christ. We're connected member to member, different body parts, connected. The hands work freely and perfectly if submitted to the head, Christ. We become the city set on a hill that cannot and must not and will not be hidden by coming together in supernatural unity, just like Jesus prayed. And we will stand against the forces of evil in supernatural unity and power. The stage is set for the next great awakening. I believe the greatest in history. The Bible clearly says Jesus is coming for a bride adorned in His glory. It's time for us to arise with the glory of the Lord on us. I'm praying His glory will come on the church, committed to His kingdom purpose, before He comes in glory for the church. Now, would you, right where you are, if you don't know the Lord, just say, Lord Jesus, I want to know You. God, I believe You want to be my Father. And I believe You love me so much You gave Your Son to die for me that I could be born from above and become a member of Your body, Your family. Would you just ask Him? I believe God has spoken to you. You realize this is the hour of decision and transformation. Just right where you are, God, become my God. My Father, forgive me. I receive Your Son, Your gift. I receive the salvation You offer in Jesus, the deliverance. And I want to lose my life to find it in Your kingdom purpose. I believe You said that, You meant it. I want you to call the number there you see. Or you could go online and say, would you send me the book and the study that James wrote, Knowing God as Father? I'd like to have it. Call somebody and say, I just pray with James. I just received this. And then for those of you who know the Lord, would you say, now I want to totally lose my life in Your kingdom purpose. I don't ever want to be the same. And I want to be a living member of the living organism of Your body, the church, and not allow the gates of hell to prevail. I want to walk over the enemy's intention like dust. See Your blessings poured out right here in our day. I want to see that great awakening. The viewers of life today have miraculously been an answer to prayer continually. I want you to listen to our mission director, Ralph Doan, as he shares with you how you right this moment can deliver the life and love of God that will totally change everything for people in desperate need. Listen closely.
As the Director of Missions for Life Outreach International, I've been able to travel around the continent of Africa. And it seems like everywhere I've been able to go, you just hear the stories of famine, malnutrition, starvation. We hear stories of children dying, mothers heartbroken, grave after grave after grave we see. And these people are just so desperate. And here I am again in South Sudan, and we've heard more stories, more forms of devastation, more heartbreak. They've just had droughts. They've had even flooding coming through and just wiping out all their crops, all their livestock, everything they could have had. And here they sit, starving again. And then just the other day, they had another devastation of tribal warfare. Now the militia's hitting up. They're being run from their villages, run from their homes. You see them carrying their beds. You see them carrying pots, pans, buckets. What you don't see is food. None of these people are carrying food. Their children are starving. Mothers are crying. We need help bringing food to these people. They're dying and they're desperate. We have people on the ground here that know how to get to them. So please hear my heart today. Let's be that miracle together to bring these dear people the gift of life.
There's a man that goes to the ends of the earth, and I'm telling you, what a representative of Jesus in Life Outreach. He said goodbye to his precious wife, the mother of their beautiful daughters. I'm telling you, I was there pretty close when she left. And he keeps going, and he sees these children, these families, and many of those, even most of those you see that are fleeing and being killed are Christians. They love Jesus. Missionaries led them to Christ. Now then, we're there, and our missionaries, they're literally risking lives. They were driven out to save their own lives. I mean, that was in Exodus, where we were just setting up feeding. Now, the feeding will move with them when they settle again. They're running for their lives. Our missionaries had to get out. Ralph had to get out. But there's a man full of the love of God. And what he's doing, he's giving life where the enemy is attacking the life that's in those people, the life of God even, just like with this disease. And yes, I believe it was an attack of Satan against people making very positive progress in the right direction. But right now, when you see what's happening there, I don't exaggerate when I tell you, you are the miracle of life for them. You really are. And I'm asking you, please, $30, $50, $100 will feed 3, 5, or 10 children. Hundreds of thousands of them and their families we've located in areas not as ravaged or as dangerous as South Sudan, but in Angola and other parts of Africa where the need is great because of drought or because of disease sometimes, or just poverty. We go on with the love of God, and we give them life, and it changes everything. And boy, do they ever receive the Jesus who sends us. But we show them the love of God in demonstration, not just in word. We say this over and over, what the Bible says. Don't love just in word, but in deed, and you do it so well. I'm telling you that I believe that God is really raising up His body to look like Jesus. And you can't look any more like Jesus than you do when you reach out and you touch the least of these. Boy, he said, when you do it to them, you did it directly to me. You make the miracle possible. Get your bank card, go online, or dial that number. Make the very best gift you can, please. Thank you so much for doing it. From the bottom of our heart, in behalf of those you will literally save, I believe, now and forever. Thank you for that gift.
Mission Feeding began with a promise to be there in times of crisis for thousands of hurting and hungry children in their time of need. Now more than ever, we need your help to save lives by feeding and caring for children across the continent of Africa. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish our supplies to reach the 350,000 children who are counting on us. Your gift of love can be the miracle answer to a desperate mother's prayer. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 that will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you the Global Impact of Life Journal. This softcover journal includes pictures from the mission field and inspiring scriptures as a reminder of your impact in giving to bless lives around the world. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Global Impact Bible. This English Standard Version presents a fascinating guide to the impact of the best-selling book of all time, filled with quotes from well-known figures, photographs, and reproductions of fine art. It highlights the many surprising ways Scripture has shaped civilization. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our commemorative bronze sculpture, A Mother's Strength. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
One of the things that life we care about so much is bringing the hope of Jesus Christ. But first of all, we want to bring hope to a mother that she can feed her children. I mean, many times she has to put these two to bed hungry, and she tries to encourage them. And you know what she says to them? Who knows what tomorrow will bring? She's trying to keep hope alive. That's why mission feeding is so critical. This is not a let's do this sometime next week, next month, next year. No, it's life and death right now. And mission feeding saves lives. We've done it before, but the need has never been greater. We need your help today. We need your help now.
Well, Betty said, I know you're going to preach this message the whole show, so I'm just going to pray for you. But Betty and I, on behalf of all the missionaries and all the people whose lives you save, we say thank you. And thank you for being that living organism, the body of Christ, to get his arms around the world. Thank you so much. Tell your friends to watch Life Today.
You know, sometimes you feel like God's forgotten you. He hadn't forgotten. He created you with all the love he could give and put in you.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.